Hey, Sarah here. Summer is fast approaching, and here's what I propose. A relaxed and simple summer that offers just enough structure to keep those long, sticky days from melting into chaos, and just enough fun to keep your kids asking for more. Also, fairy tales. Lots of fairy tales. I'm teaching a free workshop called 3 Simple Steps to a Fairy Tale Summer, and I would love for you to join me. Save your free seat at the workshop by texting the word fairy tale, all one word, to the number 33777. See you there. Hey, hey, Sarah McKenzie here with a new episode of the Read Aloud Revival podcast for you. I'm so glad you're joining me today. I've got a little something different for you today. You might have known that last week we did a little something fun on Zoom. The RIR team and I hopped on Zoom with 1,000 of you, and we did a mini circle with Sarah, which is our homeschool coaching program in RIR Premium. We did a mini session of that, and we also did a premium preview where we gave you all the deets on what's coming up in RIR Premium this summer, our family book clubs, a never-before retreat that we're doing. Oh my goodness, we spilled the beans on everything, and it was really, really fun. Oh, and we gave away lots of books. Anyway, we had so much fun during that time that I wanted to play the replay for you. First of all, because it's that time of year where in your homeschool, you may be hearing some form of message, whether it's from the interwebs or the socials or just from your friends or just a message that you just feel you're hearing that you need to make the most of your summer. You need to squeeze all the juice out of your summer. My least favorite thing people say at this time of year is you only have 18 summers. Which is not actually true. And so I go on a little, I wouldn't call it a rant so much. I just, you know, gave a little sermon on why that's not true and why it's also not helpful for us to go into our summer feeling what like there's all this pressure to make sure we do our summer right. So for the first bit of this, you're going to hear a mini circle with Sarah live. And this is where I'm just making sure you all know and reminding myself as well, we don't need to make the most of our summer. We don't need to squeeze out every last drop of our summer. You don't have 18 summers. That's not actually a true statement. And then once I sort of debunk all of that, I invite you to ask a question that I think is much more helpful when it comes to setting yourself up to enjoy a summer where you can be a joyful, content homeschooling mama with your kids over the summer. So that's what we're going to do first. And then what you'll hear in this replay is the rest of it is the team, Harmony and Kara and Courtney hopped on Zoom with me. And there are drum rolls, many, many drum rolls, perhaps. I had the drum roll button, so apologies in advance. It was a fun button to use. And we just had a great time. And so I wanted to make sure that in case you missed it, you got a little bit of the sweetness of that evening. I think you're going to enjoy this. I hope you're doing something delightful today while you listen. But if you're not, yeah, I get that too. That's the same. Cleaning out closets or trying to tidy up school stuff or carting kids around to a lot of end of year activities or walking the dog or piling Mount Laundry. I'm doing all that too. So I hope that this keeps you company and gets you excited about a summer that is content and joyful and exactly as much time as God intended for you to have. So without further ado, let me go ahead and start this replay for you. And remember that if you want to, at any point while you're listening to this, if you think, man, I want to do those things, all the things they're talking about during the premium preview, everything you hear that we talk about, the family book clubs, the mama book club, our wow writers on writing, our circle with Sarah retreat, everything is in RAR Premium. And you can get that by going to rarpremium.com. Okay, enjoy the show. Oh my goodness. It's so fun to see you all. Thank you so much all for coming. And it is just a delight to be here with you this evening. I'm Sarah McKenzie. For any of you who are new here, I'm the founder and host at Read Aloud Revival. tonight there are just a ton of you here. Tell us in the premium or in the chat if you are a premium member. Let us know if you're in the chat. That chat flies real fast when there's so many of us in the room, as you can probably tell. Lots of you are here, members. Fabulous. I also see lots and lots of you here who aren't members yet. We're so glad you're joining us tonight. We're going to do a little mini circle with Sarah and kind of show you what we do there in Circle with Sarah and kind of get your summer set off on a maybe calmer tone than it might feel like it's starting off on. I don't know. We'll see what you think. Really what we do is every month in RER Premium, we do Circle with Sarah, which is a podcast that you get every Monday, a little 10-minute homeschool coaching podcast that gets your week started off well. And then once a month, we do Circle with Sarah Live, just like this in Zoom. And this is how we fall more in love with our homeschools. It's how we figure out how to use the wisdom God's already put inside of us to best shape our homeschools. And so that's what we're going to do tonight. It's the beginning of summer. Actually, tell me in the chat if you are done with your school year. Are you almost done with your school year? Where are you at? Almost. Lots of dones and lots of almost. Very good. We finished today. And by finished, I mean we didn't finish things. I don't think we ever finish a curriculum. That's just not, I just decided today was our last day. So we called it. We called it the last day, and that's what it was. So we're going to do a little mini circle with Sarah. Mini because, of course, we're all kind of launching into our summer break. Or if you're in the Southern Hemisphere, it's not your summer break. Maybe a winter break is on the horizon. I don't know. And I don't know. There's a few things that come up for me every year at this time of year. And so we're going to talk about those, see if they come up for you as well. And then after our mini circle with Sarah, a few RER team members are going to hop on the screen with me, and we're going to give away tons of books all night long, which is our favorite thing to do. You know how much we love that. And we're going to tell you what's coming at RER Premium this summer, which is so fun. Stick around till the end because we have sort of a big announcement that's very fun. We had to draw virtual straws to see who is going to tell you about it, because we're all very excited. That chat is open. It's going to stay open. If you have the option, you might want to change it to host and panelists, and you can change it to everyone. And that way everybody who's here can see whatever you put in the chat. If you can't figure that out, or you don't see it, don't worry about it. It's no big deal. The team is in the chat too. Harmony, Kara, and Courtney are all here, and we can answer questions for you there too. So I am ready for a summer break. This is the thing. Okay, there's a couple of things that come up for me every year around this time when I'm wrapping up my school year. So for those of you who don't know, I have six kids. My husband and I have six kids. Three of them are now graduates. This is the first time I've gotten to say that officially. That's really fun. We just graduated our third. We've homeschooled all of them all the way through. We have a 21-year-old, a 19-year-old. Both of them are finishing up their junior and freshman years at university. And then we've got a high school senior who just graduated. Woohoo! And he's going to Franciscan University of Steubenville next fall. So we've graduated half of them. And then we still have an 11-year-old and twin 9-year-olds. And there are things that come up for me every single year at the end of the school year. I have been doing this for a long time. Like I said, all of my kids have been homeschooled since the beginning. And still, every single summer, I get this feeling of, oh, I didn't earn my summer break. Like, we didn't do enough. I don't feel like I earned it. And also just sort of a heavy disappointment that I felt like we'd get further than we have, right? Like I thought we'd have finished more lessons, or I thought we'd have gotten to more things than we have. And so kind of a frustration with where I was hoping in my optimistic days, where we are going to get and where we actually got. And then I also feel at the same time, this sort of simultaneous pressure to make the most of my summer. There's a lot of messaging we get around this, right? That probably means something different to everybody. Probably means something different to each of us, but it's this idea of needing to like squeeze every last drop out of summer. It feels really intense to me. It actually makes me feel like I've got to do summer right. I've got to, like, I don't know. Have you heard that whole 18 summers. You have 18 summers with your kids. You guys, I can't. I just got the heebie-jeebies saying it. I cannot stand that phrase. And I will tell you why. But it, number one, the first reason why is, does anybody feel better about their kids, their summer, or their life when they hear that you have 18 summers? Like, no, it's so much pressure. Exactly. Yes. It's awful. Too much pressure. I don't like it. Tears. Yes. It makes you feel like you have to do all the things. We need to like make all the moments count. I think we need to unpack this because I don't know about you, but I'm getting it from every corner of the interwebs and probably from myself too. Like, oh, how do I want to make sure that we enjoy this summer, squeeze the most out of this summer. And I want to unpack the whole 18 summers thing because specifically it's not true. And I feel like it's really important that we say that and we realize it so that when we hear it, we can go, okay, that's actually not true. And let me just tell you, my oldest is 21. She is in Uganda right now, actually. She's in her third week in Uganda. She's there for an 8-week mission trip. I'm smiling from ear to ear because this is my child, my oldest child, who was so anxious for so long, who was like within 3 feet of me at any given time of the day for years and years and years. And I thought, oh my gosh, this child's going to have such a hard time in the world. And she's like been all over Europe and she's now in you like on her own, you know, signing up for these mission trips where she's like, it's just amazing. It's just amazing to watch our kids fly and for God to give our kids exactly the grace they need right when they need it. So I think back to myself, like, I wish I could tell myself with 12-year-old Audrey, you know, it's going to be okay. She's going to do great. But she's not flying yet. She doesn't need to be, you don't need to have everything, given her everything yet. She's not being given the grace to fly the coop when she's 12 because she's not flying the coop, right? Anyway, she's 21 and she's coming home this summer. She'll be home middle of July from her trip. And I'll get like 5 weeks of summer with her. I'll get another summer with her. She's 21. So according to the 18 summers people, we should be done, but she's going to go on a camping trip with us. She's going to go to a family reunion with us. She's going to go we're going to go to Glacier National Park. She's doing all of that with us. We're going to have that with us. We're going to have her with us is what I meant. But even if she wasn't coming home, like even if she wasn't coming home to have the same summer with us that she had when she was a kid, I just think it's kind of interesting because I'm sure that the idea of you only have 18 summers with your kids came from a sincere desire to like just cherish your moments, like enjoy the craziness that is having kids home in the summer for people, especially for people who aren't used to having kids home in the summer, right? I understand that it came from a sincere place, but it does have this sort of tint to it of like wanting to hold on or cling to something that we're not supposed to cling to. So it's true that 15 summers from now, your summer isn't going to look exactly like it does right now. That's not a problem. It's not a problem to be fixed that your kids won't be this age in 15 years. It's not a glitch. It's exactly how God designed it. God designed time to pass. So this idea of you only have 18 summers instantly makes us feel there's not enough time. And that's a lie. We have enough time. We have all the time God wants for us to have. And you will have every summer God intends for you to have with your children. That I can guarantee. To me, just that, oh, reminding myself of that when I'm feeling this pressure to like squeeze all the goodness out of it, it just makes me feel so much calmer to remember, no, summer's not too short. It's exactly, our summer is going to be exactly as long as God needs for our summer to be. Our time with our kids is not too short. We have every minute of every day that we need to with them. So I think, you know, not sort of rushing around trying to figure out how to cram in all the right memories and all the right things to do, but just accepting the fact that this is exactly how God made it. This is how he designed it. And I think there's a better question that we can ask. And I want to pull up let's see if I can get my screen to work here. I want to pull up a question for you. I think there's a different question that we could ask that might help us. Yeah, there we go. That might help us a little bit here. So it's something that can actually make us enjoy, like think about being intentional in the summer without feeling that instant pressure of I need to make sure we're doing enough or being enough or whatever, right? Like squeezing every drop. Imagine it's the end of the summer and finish this sentence. I'm so glad I made time for what? What will you have been glad you spent time doing? I'm going to give you just a minute, 1 minute. I'm going to turn 1 minute of journaling music. If you have a piece of paper or like a scrap of paper, a napkin, a journal, if you have your phone right there and you can do it on your notes app, just take 1 minute and just answer with your gut reaction. Like imagine it's the end of summer, you're having an iced coffee with a friend and you sit down, you kind of catch up and you're like, ah, you know what? I'm glad I made time for this summer. I'm really glad I made time for. How would you answer that question? I love what you're putting in the chat. I see so many people saying having fun, slowing down, reading aloud, going outside, reading good books, good conversations, lightning bugs, Erica says. Going to air shows with my son, even though it's super hot. Singing and dancing, playing games, lots of having fun, decluttering, beach days. So it's so interesting to me, like a lot, some of these are very different from each other. And I love that because it reminds, I think it's really helpful to remind us that this is the great part about homeschooling, right? Is that we have unique kids and a unique spouse and a unique circumstance. And we live in different parts of the world here. The people that are here, we all live in different parts of the world. We have different circumstances, but God has given you the grace to homeschool your kids well and to lead your homeschool well. And you know your kids better than anybody else does. And so asking your question of what am I so glad I made time for? Like, what am I going to say that about this summer? Man, that can be really powerful in helping us build a homeschool that we really love being in and that really fits our kids and our family and what we're being called to do. I see going to Pioneer Village and beach days, taking my kids to the pool. That was how I answered this last year. And let me tell you about that, because I answered this question with that same thing, going to the pool. And we went to the pool about once a week. And that felt like a huge win. And when I say about once a week, there are a couple of weeks we just didn't make it. Something came up or whatever. We just didn't make it. But my kids absolutely remember last summer as like, we went to the pool like crazy. So when I'm seeing lots of this, like having fun, like and all these different ways of having fun, just remind yourself, you don't need to do it every day. You don't even need to do it multiple times a week. I took my kids to the pool probably out of like a 9 week summer last year. I probably took them 7 times or something, 6 or 7 times. That was a lot. They felt like we went to the pool a lot. I felt like we went to the pool a lot. So it doesn't have to be every single day. They just need it once. They just need it a couple of times. It just needs to be like, okay, how can I, you can even ask yourself at the beginning of the week, I know I want to set an intention to have fun with my kids this week. So what's one way we can have fun? Not how can we squeeze out the fun from every day because I only have 18 summers, not that kind. Because then we get stressed about resting well. Like our summer break is actually supposed to be a rest. And I know I said this on our Read Aloud or I'm in the Circle with Sarah podcast recently. You can't earn your rest. That's the opposite of what rest is. That's exactly why we have Sunday as a Sabbath. We have a Sabbath day of rest that is given to you. You don't get a Sabbath if you got all your work done. You get a Sabbath because it's Sunday and God gave it to you. And so just like that, you don't earn your rest this summer by having done a great school year. And we don't have to squeeze everything out in order to enjoy ourselves. You can just sort of take it at a pace. Like, okay, you know what? We're going to have some fun this summer. Maybe that means three cool things, one thing each summer month that you are going to have fun with. And that intention can feel really good and you can feel really good about it. One thing that I really like in this same kind of spirit of enjoying summer, being intentional about like, okay, I want to take my kids to the pool. I want that for them. But I don't want to do it from this anxiety of like, we have to make the most of our summer anxiety, but more of a, I know I'm going to be glad I spent time doing this. I know 3 months from now, Sarah is going to be like, really glad with today, Sarah, for taking the kids to the pool, right? Whatever your thing is, fill in the blank. One thing I really like is a bingo card for this, because a bingo card to me feels more like a game. It's not like a to-do list. It's not even necessarily like a bucket list, because a bucket list, for some reason, my finisher mentality wants to do all the things on it. A bingo card is just sort of like, what do you want to do? Pick a few things. So we emailed you a bingo card, this bingo card, in fact. You can just pick 5 things from here. You could pick one thing a week if you really wanted to be an overachiever. Do them. And this is just a really fun way. You could also just make yourself a blank bingo card and fill it in with your own things that you just brainstormed, thinking to yourself, what am I going to be really glad I made time for? And then fill in your own bingo card. But we've made one for you in case you want one that's made for you. And then that way, it's just sort of a relaxed. What I hope that every time you see this, especially if you put this up on your fridge or somewhere you see it often, is I hope it reminds you that you don't need to squeeze the most out of your summer. It is not true that you have 18 summers. 15 years from now, you're going to have different things to look forward to. 25 years from now, you might have grandbabies to look forward to. And I hear that's even better, right? There, you're going to have exactly what God wants for you in that summer. So this summer, you'll have all the grace that you need. You don't need to be anxious about doing it well, about resting well, about getting the most from your summer, because you're going to have all the summers God wants you to have. And you'll have all the time that he sees fit to give you. And so we can just rest in that and then accept the break and the rest like a gift. So if you haven't gotten this yet, you'll get it. We're going to send an email after we wrap up tonight too. So if you haven't gotten it in your email yet, you'll get it after we're done tonight. With that, I would like to invite the premium team, the RER team, onto the screen so we can move from our circle with Sarah to our premium preview. We're going to have some book giveaway fun. We're going to spill the tea on what we've got planned for you this summer in RER Premium. We're very excited about that. I'm very excited. I'm always very excited about that. So, hey, team. Good to see you all.
Hello.
How about let's just take turns telling everyone who you are, a little about your family, and maybe what you do at RER.
My name's Courtney, and I've got 3 kids. I've got a 16-year-old, 14, and a 10-year-old. We also, just today, have painted lady butterflies. We're hatching butterflies for our co-op, and 2 have already come out. So there are 6 more to go. I don't know what's happening in the other room, but there may be some caterpillars coming out of their chrysalises.
And if so we hear cheers, we'll be like, there's a butterfly.
I know, everybody's been watching just like mad, especially the black and white cat. Like, she is now a devoted butterfly watcher.
That's hilarious. Does she sit there and does she try and paw them, or?
She's just looking. She hasn't done anything untoward yet, but she's actually, we were like, what's the cat doing? That's how we found out that they were coming out, was because all of a sudden the kitty was very interested. So
and she's like your little watcher, because we've done painted ladies before where we've missed most of them coming out, or all of them. I think 1 year we missed all of them coming out. We could have used a little kitty that was like, hey, pay attention over here.
I know.
Well, hi, I'm Kara, and I have plenty of cats to pay attention to, several different things happening at any moment, but I had a bird feeder right outside this window. So now one of my cats joins me all the time and watches the bird feeder, and it's the best, and it's made me into a complete bird person. Like, I heard and saw a waxwing this weekend.
There's waxwings in my house too.
Yeah, I texted Sarah and Courtney, like, oh yeah, so... So anyway, I'm a mom of a lot of cats and then 2 kids. I live in Illinois and I'm creative director for Read Aloud Revival and Waxwing Books. And we just got some really incredible news today. My oldest is 19 and he'll be starting his sophomore year next year at college. And the way that his university works, you have to apply for a major there. And he just found out he got into the major that he's been working really hard towards. So yay.
That's great. Yeah.
Yeah. And a little bit of a relief.
Yeah, totally.
It's both. It's always both. I feel like it's like, I mean, even like when the kids are applying for colleges, and if any of you here tonight, I know there are lots of you here tonight who don't have kids who have graduated yet. And you're like, oh my gosh, my kid's going to get into college. And yes, they're going to get into college. It's going to be fine. But when the first time you do it, you are going to probably feel a little bit like, I really hope that they're right. Like, whoo. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
And Harmony.
Yep. I am Harmony. I am mom of two girls, 7 and a few weeks shy of turning 11. I live in 4.5 acres in West Michigan. We are cat people, but we are also chicken people. We have a baker's dozen chickens and chicks right now that are all integrating together. So that's fun. And my oldest daughter is a big chicken lover. So she's kind of the chicken mom around here. I am the managing editor of Read Loud Revival and Waxwing Books, and have been on the team the least amount of time. So I think 4 months now.
But I know people are complimenting your bookshelves behind. I had to hire her. Like,
it's not a backdrop photo. It's real. It's my real shelves.
Yeah. When we'll be talking about books and she'll be like, just a minute. And then she'll just pluck it off behind her. It's right here. All right, well, we have planned a superb summer in RAR Premium, and so we're going to spill the beans tonight and give away books as we do it. Before we do that, I thought maybe Harmony and Kara, do you want to sort of explain, fill everybody in on what RAR Premium Family Book Club is? Because family book clubs are such a big part of what we do.
Yes, for sure. So I will start off by saying I was a premium member before I became a member of the team for a long time. So we loved premium in my house. My girls still love it. And Family Book Club is the heart of RAR Premium. It is a playbook for living out a relaxed, bookish homeschool style with our kids. And it's great because you can customize it. It's like a feast and you take what you need from it. So every month we choose a new book for a family book club throughout the year. And it's just a great time. It's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah. And there are two main components. So every month you get, this is adorable. It's exactly what you get. You get our family book club guide, which is newly updated this year. We've made some changes. We've added copy work and some really cool rabbit trails, and it's just so much goodness. And it's all focused on creating lasting bookish memories with our kids, which is just happy. So these are great for ages like 5 to 18. And this, like Harmony said, is like, this is your playbook for doing the family book club with your kids. And then to celebrate that book club, we have a family book club event at the end of the month. So it's like a really memorable way to wrap up that month's book club. Sometimes it's one of our WOW Writers on Writing events. Sometimes it's a literary nature study. Sometimes it's a chance to meet the author or illustrator on Zoom and your kids can ask questions. But basically it's a live event that sort of like ties it all together plus the ton of fun. So the one that I know a lot of people have already said it in the chat. The one that you see on screen is one we did about a year ago with Ben Hatke when we chose Nobody Likes a Goblin for our family book club.
I had to pick this one to feature because I was thinking to myself, like, which guest uses a lot of hand gestures? That would be the most fun to put on screen. Didn't take me long to come to Ben.
So are we ready for our first announcement, our June book club?
Yes, we are.
This may be the most anticipated book club in the history of Read Aloud Revival, and you are here for it. In June, we will be reading A Little More Beautiful, The Story of a Garden by Sarah McKenzie, illustrated by Breezy Brookshire.
Yay!
We're so excited for this one. And if you pre-ordered, you already have your Family Book Club guide for this. Sarah, can you walk us through it a little bit?
Yeah. Let me actually pull this down so I can show you guys my, let's see if I can. Did I make myself big? I think I did.
You're big. Yep.
Okay. So I've got my printed out one. Now, if you don't have a printed out one in RER Premium, you'll get the downloadable one you can print out. Oops, I keep going backwards. I kind of wanted to, I would love to show you, we have a three steps. Every book club has three steps and then rabbit trails. So we read, that's step one. We relate, that's step two. And we remember, that's step three. And basically this is built on the idea that when we share books with our kids and we talk about them and we seal them in their minds as like with a warm memory, some kind of a fun food or very simple but memorable activity, they'll remember these books as some of their favorite childhood memories. And I love this, how this works, because with my own oldest kids, I can ask them, you know, what are your favorite things we did in homeschool? And they just like, rattle off all the books that we read together. And so in the guide, it kind of walks you through those steps. And so for example, in the looking closely section, as you see right here, this is like an introduction to the book. So I'll give you a video. There'll be a video that also invite you to look at literary and illustrative components of the book that you might have missed the first time. And this is how we use books, whether they're picture books or novels, with kids of all ages, because there's stuff to find and there's literary elements tucked in all of these books. So for example, in this one, we're going to be talking about visual composition, the interplay of words and pictures, and a simile. Like, what is a simile and how does it work? We always dive deep into some poetry that goes along with, and you'll get a downloadable. This one is Hope is the Thing with Feathers by Emily Dickinson. So we always give you a downloadable of that poem so you can use it in your morning time or in your homeschool as you like. And other book recommendations as well that go along with the book and why we recommend them. That's all step one. So now we're moving on to step two, as you can see here in Relate. And we have a whole section for dinner time conversations. And this is where you can, I keep doing this where my camera's kind of wonky. You can use these open-ended questions or discussion prompts to have great family conversations. And this is especially powerful when you're reading books. Like, what will happen is, let's say you're doing a picture book for the Family Book Club, like A Little More Beautiful, but your older kids may be reading a novel that we recommend in the reading section. And you can have these dinner time conversations where the prompts sort of all talk to each other. So you can integrate the books and the whole family's in on it. It's fun. And then the remember piece is how we seal it in your mind as a happy memory. So we always do something we call Family Book Club Live. And this time it's going to be Breezy Brookshire. She's going to come. She's going to teach our kids a watercolor tutorial. Sometimes, like Kara mentioned, it's a writer's workshop. Sometimes it's a literary nature study with Cindy West. But we always want to wrap up the Family Book Club with some kind of social sensory memory. And that's how we help our kids remember them. And so we give you some ideas for what to serve around the table, usually very simple, especially because we're really big. I don't know if you counted up the kids we've got between us as we were doing introductions, but we're very big. I'm like, we've got a lot to do already. So adding more things to do isn't really high on our list. So we like to transform something you're already doing. You're already making dinner or lunch, or if you have homeschool kids, they're hobbits and they eat all day, right? So you just transforming something you're already doing, that meal prep, to coordinate with your Family Book Club. Amazing. Yeah. And then we've got a whole rabbit trail section. And in here, we're going to tie the book through other parts of your curriculum, civics, nature study, history, geography, art. We help your kids learn how to keep a commonplace book using the book as a springboard. And we include copy work, which also includes a whole grammar section, helping your kids, younger kids and older kids, look for different pieces of grammar as you're reading, and including copy work for your kids, right? The book itself. So you get one of these with every single Family Book Club. This is what a typical Family Book Club guide looks like. And you'll get one with every single time we do a Family Book Club. So it's pretty fun. We love making them. They're really fun to make.
So, yes. Breezy is going to be here live in June 23rd. And she's going to do a live watercolor tutorial followed by a Q&A. So for kids, if there are kids there tonight and moms, how you can have your kids do this. You can join us for that event and you'll be able to ask questions about things like, why is there an orange tabby cat? My kids love that there's an orange tabby cat in the book because we have an orange tabby cat. And I will also say, everyone else held up their copy. I don't have my copy because I can't find it because my kids run off with it. So I don't get to keep it in my office, but they love it so much that my oldest daughter named one of our new chickens Lou Alice. So, which is the name of the main character and a little more beautiful. So it is a wonderful book if you do not have a copy yet, and it's going to be a fun family book club. And we especially love when the illustrators can come on and do like an art lesson. That's a big deal in my house. So lots of fun.
There's a couple questions maybe we could answer about family book clubs really quick that I see in the chat. In general, I see one that says, where did I get it printed like this? So this is printed like this because it was a pre-order promotion for A Little More Beautiful, but all of our family book club guides are actually downloads, which is funny because we printed these, but I actually still prefer the PDF download because I want to print like a certain, you know, the right number of copywork pages for my kids. And the PDF version of this actually has printable note cards in there too, that you can, with Breezy's art on them. So they're always printable and you can just print them out or get them printed off at like a local copy center if you wanted them bound or something. I think a lot of our families probably print them off and like put them in a 3-ring binder or something. And then somebody asked how often do you get a new family book club guide every month? There's a new family, our book club picks a book a month. So you get a new one every month. And I'm sure I probably missed another question I wanted to answer because I feel like there was three that I saw. But
there were a couple of people asking about age ranges. And I think you already mentioned like 5 to 18, but of course with picture books, if your littles will sit, dabble with the artwork, they'll eat the food, you know, whatever, it's meant to be whole family. So, and there are special sections in there geared toward older kids and younger kids and the activities so that you can reach all your age ranges.
Yep. Actually, you see that right here, or where is it, right here, that we have a couple icons in the family book club. So if you see a heart, that's going to mean this is really good for younger kids. Stars are for older kids. If it's not hearted or starred, we think it's great for everybody. So we really actually build these with the whole family in mind, with like a whole family learning style in mind. But if there is something that feels like it would probably gear better for younger or older, then we'll put those icons in there. That can really be flexed depending on your kids' ages. That works really well.
Sarah, there are just a ton of questions about how premium works and how everything's going. And we have a printable that everyone's going to get in their email inbox, right?
Yes, we are.
Okay. Yeah. So a lot of those questions that are coming by, don't worry. They'll get answered. And then you'll also have information about how to find answers to all the questions you're looking for. Like if you can gift a membership and all kinds of wonderful things. So
yeah. 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 And somebody just asked about the family book club lives. If you can't make those, cause they are live on Zoom, just like we are now, but everything we do in premium is recorded. So you can watch it when it works for you. So, I mean, I think it's fun to do it live cause then we're all here together. So it's like really fun, but you can actually go back when you get RER premium, you can watch, have access to the whole library. So everything that we've done before is there. You can, if you have, like, let's say your kids love Brandon Mole or Kate DiCamillo or Linda Sue Park or something. I mean, we've interviewed so many authors. There's a very good chance that we've interviewed your kids' favorite authors. So you could go back and they could watch those family book club lives. There's a lot to do there. And then we always do one thing together live, which is fun.
Shall we give away a book or two or three?
I think we should. Are we ready? You guys know I have drum rolls queued up, right? I love... I've been waiting all night to use that. Okay, first of all, I didn't tell you all. You are entered for the giveaway just by being here. We are using the attendees list to gather names from. And so you don't need to do anything extra. You are already entered just by having your happy presence here. So
yahoo. Yes.
Oh, they said do it again. I'm going to do it again. Okay. Go ahead, Courtney.
I've got a copy of A Little More Beautiful for Anna Selby and Bethany Cohen and Caitlin Partham. So here's how this is going to work. If you hear your name called, you can send us an email at support@readaloudrevival.com and tell us your name and your mailing address and what book you won, and we will get it in the mail to you. So I'll put that info in the chat, but here's the email address one more time, support@readaloudrevival.com. Just send us your name and address and what book you won. Congratulations.
All right.
Okay, so let's talk about our July Family Book Club selection, which I'm really excited about because the author is from Michigan and I love where I live. I was born here. It is The Bee Tree by Patricia Polacco. And we love Patricia Polacco in my house, not just because she's from Michigan, but she writes about things that we love. So The Bee Tree, I think, is actually a semi-autobiographical story. The main character, I think, was modeled after her mother. And so she actually, in the story, she's a young girl. She says she's bored with reading, which we all know could never happen. Like, that has to be unrealistic, right? And her grandpa decides that they should go on a hunt for a bee tree. And a bunch of people in her town end up joining in. And it's just an adventure and very funny and fun. So, and Kara is holding it up there so you can see a little bit of the illustrations.
Yeah, and Patricia Polacco actually joined us at Read Aloud Revival a few years ago. And I like to tell people about that interview all the time. It's so good, so fabulous, but it's especially good if you have dyslexia in your family. So if you join Read Aloud Revival, if you aren't currently a member, you can go back and you'll be able to hear that. And then also, we are going to be sure to include that interview in the Family Book Club Guide for The Bee Tree, because it's just too terrific. So Courtney, drum roll, can we give away a few copies of The Bee Tree?
I got the drum roll.
Let me see, I have to get my list, sorry. The drum roll threw me off, I was so excited. I've got copies of The Bee Tree for Cassie Harvey, Christine McVary, and Danielle Grohl. Congratulations. My 10-year-old, I pulled this book off the shelf this week, and he said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm going to read this book. Do you want to read with me?" And he said, "Well, aren't I a little old for picture books?" And I said, "Well, yeah, we could just sit on the couch and cuddle and see what happens." So he came over and we read the book. And by the end, he gave me a hug. He gave me a kiss. He was like, "That is the best book." So, very, very highly recommended, The Bee Tree.
Aren't I too old for picture books is like fighting words around here.
I know. Like, I don't know. Let's just see what happens.
I love it. I love it. Okay, well, speaking of older kids, we do have something else happening in July, which is WOW Writers on Writing. So these WOW Writers on Writing are workshops that are taught by published authors, because we just love when our kids' favorite authors are teaching us how they write and inspiring your kids to write. So we've got lots of these in our library from tons of different authors. But this summer, Jonathan Auxier is coming back. And yes, look at all the members in the chat saying Auxier is the best. He really is. His sessions are probably, I don't know, when I go to homeschool conferences and meet kids, I feel like one out of four comes up and tells me, like, I really love Jonathan Auxier's WOW Writers on Writing workshops. They're really good. This one in particular is great for teens. So I'm going to read you the description. He just sent it to me. Listen to this. It's called Three Story Mountain. Author Dorothy Sayers once observed that great art simultaneously serves the needs of the artist, the audience, and the work itself. But that is easier said than done. For years, Jonathan struggled to incorporate this idea into his own work, and slowly he began to uncover a process that involved three separate phases oriented around these three different goals. In this workshop, Jonathan teaches writers to understand where they are in their own process so they can successfully find their way to the end of their story. So good, right? And so this is going to be really good for older kids and teens especially, and then any mama writers who want to come. I mean, when we got this description, we were all like, front row seat, please. We're really looking forward to it. So.
So good. So good. So we've got family book clubs every month, but every quarter, we also have a Mama Book Club, a book just for you, a book to help you prioritize reading and find joy in reading and find community and maybe start a reading streak, you know, just really find exactly what you need in your reading life. This quarter, we have a very fat classic and a very lovely film pairing. Whoa, it is thick.
I'm not showing the cover. I'm just showing the spine.
So this quarter, we are reading Little Women by Louisa May Alcott. Yahoo, yahoo. Look, 800 glorious pages.
Okay. This is a little much, but you all, I mean, I don't know how many of you know, I like a short book. like I really love short books. And if I'm going to read a big fat book, I know I can do it. I have read it, I promise. But if I'm going to read a big fat book, I usually need to read it on my Kindle to like psych my brain into thinking it's not that fat because that. So Courtney and I are polar opposites when it comes to like, what is your ideal book? Courtney will probably say something like a long character-driven novel that's very prosy.
Yeah, right? That's exactly it. Yes.
Okay. And no, that's not what I would just say. I like short books. I also love Little Women though. So, yeah. And I mean, I'm going to say the movie, this is one of those cases where the movie is darn near close to being as good as the book, but that's hard. That's a hard sell. Yeah. So speaking of the movie, do you want to tell us what we're doing, Court, about the movie?
So we, for our author event, we're going to watch the 2019 version of Little Women. And so we're going to all gather here on Zoom and say hey to each other and open up the chat. And then we're going to say, you know, like what we're drinking and how much popcorn we've already eaten. And then we're going to say 3, 2, 1 and turn on our movies. And everybody's going to be watching their movie at their house, but we're going to leave the chat open so that we can go, oh my gosh, can you believe Lori's vest? Oh my goodness. I love the dance scene. You know, we're just going to be like talking and just like having fun, like as if we were sitting together, enjoying our summer, enjoying our movies together.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I really think that movies and classics go together because especially if you haven't read the book, come watch the movie with us because the movie will act as a scaffold to like help you climb this big, thick mountain of a book. It will, you know, get you acquainted with the characters and the story and give you a way in that's easy and fun. And then you're going to be hooked and want to dive in with us.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's exactly what happened with my daughter. We went to the movie first.
Oh, and great.
We read the book together. So yeah, it worked.
That's so good.
And it's not cheating. It's like you said.
Oh,
it's
gosh. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a story in a different form. So then it's interesting to compare the forms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, we're already talking about things in the forum. So hop over there. You can grab the Mama Book Club guide and start talking. So one thing that we're talking about is movies and books and which is better and which do you prefer and how do you navigate that? So it's good conversation already happening.
There's a great audiobook version of Little Women too. That's my favorite one. There's lots of different ones. Some of them are better than others. So check the samples before you buy them. Cause I made that mistake once and was like, oh, not gonna be able to listen to that voice for however many hours this book is. Barbara Caruso is the narrator that I really enjoyed.
Oh, good.
I think hers is the recorded books version. My library has it, but anyway, it's, that's a good one too. So if you're in the car, like you're just, I don't know, doing chores or, I mean, Little Women you could listen to in the car and like accidentally your kids are listening to some of it with you. So pretty great. Pretty great. Yeah. I think we should give away a couple of these as well.
Okay. I've got 3 copies.
And I have a drum roll.
So we've got Little Women for Erica Adams, Jen Hess, and Joy Bush. Joy Bush, hello. Congratulations. I know that name.
Oh. Hooray. And remember, just email support@readaloudrevival.com. Tell us your name, address, and the book you won, because we won't remember. You have to tell us.
Hi, I'm Kara. I want all the books. No.
Okay, when that email comes, I'm just deleting it. So you know.
I will say too that we made sure to include that audio version that Sarah likes best in the Mama Book Club guide. So if you missed it and you're a member, don't worry. It's in that Mama Book Club guide. So you'll be able to find the exact version that we're talking about. Okay, but moving on. In August, it's finally happening for our family.
Wait, do we need another drum roll?
Yeah. It's really happening for sure. Finally.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, I'm sorry. All right. Okay. We're reading the Penderwicks. Yay! Jeannie Birdsall. Yay! And it's so cool. We talk in Read Aloud Revival all the time about books, talking to other books, informing other books. It's like the perfect book for like a couple different reasons. First, Sarah, I hope you'll tell that. I hope you'll share a little bit about how Jeannie Birdsall helped to inspire A Little More Beautiful. Mm-hmm. So that's the first thing. Yeah. And then the Penderwicks is inspired by Little Women. So it's like,
it's all the things.
It's so cool. Yeah.
It might be worthy of a drum roll. I'm just kidding. No, Sarah, would you like to tell everyone a little bit about us, like, especially why we...
Yes, I would. Okay.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. So Jeannie Birdsall, I interviewed her for the podcast some years ago. And I mean, the Penderwicks is one of my, if you were to say like, okay, Sarah, what, if you could name any book that you wish there were more books on the planet that were like them, I would say more like the Penderwicks. I love the Penderwicks so much. I love all of them in the series. There are like the Penderwicks in spring, I think is truly a masterpiece. I think it's so good. But we're going to be reading the first book, which is How You Fall in Love with all of the main characters. Anyway, so I had interviewed Jeannie and on the phone, and then I went out to New England because I was actually visiting somebody else and just thought, well, the worst that can happen is she can tell me no. So I emailed her, hey, you don't want to get together for coffee or something when I'm there, do you? And she said, oh, I will take you to breakfast at Sylvester's, which is where Jeffrey takes Baddie in my book. And I'm like, I mean, okay. So my two oldest daughters are with me and we have breakfast with Jeannie Birdsall in Jeffrey's restaurant, basically, which is now closed, but it was called Sylvester's in Northampton. And we had such a good time at breakfast that she said, do you want to walk to my house from here? It's like, I mean, like, do you say no to that? Right. So we're on this walk and we're walking through town and she takes me into like her little favorite bookshop. And then we walk by this building that I don't think it was a city hall. It was some kind of a government building though. And she said, do you see the side of that? That building and all that beautiful garden. I said, yes. And she said, well, I walk by that every day. And I thought, you know, they really need to make a more beautiful, they need to take better care of their grounds. And so I thought she told me that she asked if she could plant a garden there and they told her no. So then she planted it at night under the light of the moon. Is this ringing a bell at all? And apparently I made some of that up because she did actually plant it at night, secretively, but it's because she had made up a story in her mind that she'd gone in and they had said, no, you can't plant it here because, you know, you're not allowed to, it's like government property and blah, 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 blah. And so she had made up this whole story about how they were going to tell her no. So she just snuck out and literally planted this garden at dark and started taking care of it kind of on the sly until it was so beautiful. They just let her keep it up. And she kept it up until very recently. Anyway, and when I told her, like, I could swear that you said that you went in and they told you couldn't. So anyway, that is where the story of Lou Alice and A Little More Beautiful came from. Now, I didn't know that at the time. I didn't think like, oh, that's a picture book. I just thought like, that's a really funny story. And then a few months later, when I sat down to write, that was the story that came out. So that's very fun. Oh, we've got some people from Northampton.
Yeah.
Amazing. Amazing. Yes. And so then when I sent her, of course, I sent Jeannie the book when it was ready. And the email back, I pulled it up so that I could read to you. One of the lines in her email said, "I cannot wait to get the book all about Mary," in capital letters. "Was in my garden this afternoon, clearing out beds, getting ready for the real thing." So I think we should give away some copies of The Penderwicks. And keep in mind that with this Family Book Club guide, so you'll get your guide, just, you know, just like a printable version of this. And then your kids will get to meet Jeannie so they can submit questions for Jeannie and we will ask them. We'll ask as many as we can and Jeannie will answer them, which is really magical.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite days at work each month, is gathering your kids' questions. They're so funny and insightful every time, every month. I think, I don't know, are there going to be any good questions? And there always are.
There always are. Yes, there always are. Yep. All right, we need to give away some.
I have a copy of The Penderwicks for Lindsay Wilkinson, Nikki Gilbert, and Stephanie Aldrich. Congratulations. Yeah.
So that's a lot going on this summer, but we actually—
I have buttons over here that, like, someone needs to take all my buttons away from me. I'm having way too much fun. I have drawn the curtains. Go ahead. You may proceed.
Yes. We need curtains drawn. So we are doing something this summer that is brand new that we have never done before. And it is a big deal and it's super special. And it is particularly for mamas. See, right? I think you need like extra drum roll for this one, Sarah.
Okay. Oh, I've got that. Oh my goodness. We're doing a Circle with Sarah retreat.
Yahoo! Oh, it's going to be so much fun. So it's at the end of the summer, or nearly end of the summer. August 11th and 12th, we'll be meeting. We are going to be talking all about nurturing your own reading life. So I talked about that a little bit with the Mama Book Club, that's sort of our goal with Mama Book Clubs. But we really want to be able to model and find deep joy in reading ourselves. And that can kind of get pushed to the, you know, to the side, because there are so many different things vying for our attention. So this is a time to maybe step away and be inspired and find ways to nourish our own reading life. So we're going to meet together live 3 times on Zoom like this. But we know, because people have different responsibilities, we live all over the world, different time zones, it'll be hard for everybody to be together all the time to, you know, to have 2 days of retreat. So this retreat is set up for you to choose what works for you. So we'll have 3 live meetings, but then we'll also have dedicated reading time for adventures with books and adventures with friends and ways to connect on the forum. So you can really find a way through this retreat time to deep nourishment for your reading life. So we're going to have a circle with Sarah. And we're also going to have, I'm so excited about this, an art journaling workshop hosted by Kara and me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's going to be so much fun.
I know.
But I also don't want you to worry if you're somebody who's like, I don't do a ton of art. Like, I'm not really like an artsy person. Like, you don't have to be. We're going to keep it simple, and we are going to create a guide that's going to give you a lot of helpers for this. So you don't need to like collect art supplies from all over the house or run to Michael's or whatever would happen. It's going to be okay. It's going to be simple. It's going to be easy. It's going to be nourishing for your soul, we hope. And if journaling isn't your thing, do not worry. Yes, Dolly will be there. Thank you. Yes, Dolly's here tonight. Yes, Dolly's always
here. She's our patron saint,
Dolly Carden. You have to show, you have to tell people who don't know who she is what she is now, Kara.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I forgot about that. Dolly is Dolly. I'm going to drag Dolly over. She's shy, but you know. Okay. So this is Dolly Carden. You can see maybe.
Yeah, she looks great.
that says pour myself a cup of ambition. And then there's a little quote on there that I found from her that says, if you don't like the road you're walking, start paving another one. And I was like, oh, okay, Dolly. So this is where I keep all my journaling supplies, but I call her Dolly Carton. But anyway, so yes, Dolly will absolutely be part of it, but you don't have to have a Dolly in order to be part of the art journaling session. We're going to make sure that you can just do like very simple. And if
here's my version of Dolly, it's very low key. It's not nearly as inspiring.
Yeah. And if
you work with what you have.
Yeah. And if art is not your thing, we are going to have all these other really cool, like choose your own adventure kind of options. It's really going to be about what is going to feel good to you, the time you have, your situation. We're going to have options for everyone. We know somebody has tiny nursing babies. We know some of you have toddlers. We know, you know, so we're going to have lots of options. It's going to be amazing, I think.
Yeah, it's really, I mean, the whole retreat. So I saw a couple questions coming in. Yes, it's on Zoom, just like everything that we do at Premium is on Zoom. I saw, how do we be a part of this? It's all on RER Premium. So you just want to get RER Premium. You get all the Family Book Club guides. You get the Wow Writers on Writing Retreat, all those Meet the Author things we were talking about, and this Circle with Sarah retreat. So it's on Zoom, and it's all about really nurturing your own reading life before the new school year begins, because a lot of times we sort of forget that we're in our homeschool longer than anybody else. And so taking some time to really like, okay, I get to nourish my own reading life and nourish myself as the homeschool teacher at the beginning of the school year and kind of fall back in love with my own life, my own reading life in the season I'm in, whether you've got nursing babies or you've been up all night or you've got teenagers, with this set of circumstances in this calendar, you know, with this, whatever you have on your plate right now, how do we help you fall more in love with your reading life exactly as it is? That's what the whole thing's about. So that's what we're going to do. I'm really, really, really looking forward to it. Right. Yes, Cindy, there will be a retreat replay. There's, like I said, everything in Premium is recorded. So there's always a replay. And for those of you who don't know yet, who aren't maybe in Premium yet, Circle with Sarah is our homeschool coaching program in RER Premium. So it is, I know we've got people with lots of different age groups, right? If you have all really young kids, one of the ways that a lot of our members with really young kids say they get the most from Premium is what we call the trickle-down effect, which is really that we're feeding into you as the homeschool teacher, and you're sort of creating your philosophy of education, if you will, like kind of figuring out what your homeschool is going to look like, right? The Circle with Sarah podcast runs through the school year. That's a new thing we started this last year, and we've loved it. And every Monday morning, you get a little 10-minute podcast right in your podcast app. If you're a Premium member, you'll find it right in your podcast app, like right next to Read Aloud Revival. And you can listen to it on Monday. It kind of gives you just this little reminder of who you're serving and what you're doing here, you know, and some practical help too, to really help you teach from rest and enjoy your homeschool life. So then this retreat is a way for us to like really take some time to nourish you as a homeschooling mom before that school year begins. Mm-hmm. Before we wrap up, if you're an RER Premium member, tell us in the chat what you love most about Premium, because we've talked about a lot and it can be kind of overwhelming. There's the Family Book Clubs, there's the Wows, there's the Circle with Sarah, there's Mama Book Club. Tell us what you like best or what helps you most. And if you're not yet an RER Premium member, you can head to rerpremium.com to sign up. And what happens when you sign up is that you will get your calendar. You'll get a calendar that gives you all the dates for everything we talked about that you can stick on your fridge for the summer. You also will get access to everything we've done before. So you can listen to as many Circle with Sarah podcasts as you'd like, or watch some of our masterclasses, or, you know, let your kids dig into some of their favorite family book clubs for books that they've loved that we've done before. So you have access to that library as well, right when you join. And then you'll of course be able to participate in everything that we're doing this summer.
In the chat, Jameson said, RIR is one annual charge that I will happily pay. It's not even a question. Take my money. And Marie said that she loves the Circle with Sarah podcast. It comes out on Mondays, but she never gets to it until Thursday. But I always say, I think we get to the things exactly when we need them. So I think, like, you know, by the end of the week, that's when you need it.
Yep. I think so too. That's so true. I like, there's a lot of comments about Christmas school, which we'll be talking about later. That's a really fun thing that we do in December to help your kids and your family just be able for Advent and Christmas to be a little something. We're already planning it for this year. We're very excited about it. So that's something we do in premium. I see a lot of that in the chat too. I love all of it, Cindy says.
Bonnie says, I've been a premium member for 3 years and it's the best. Every time I feel bummed about homeschooling, I come here to get filled. Mm-hmm. And it kind of makes me a little like emotional, but also I feel like I've seen a lot of comments in the forum lately from people who are like, you know, it's the end of the year and I'm just kind of struggling. And so I'm like, you need to listen to this episode of the Circle with Sarah podcast because they're short, but they're so good. And it just really, even though my kids are bigger now and I'm technically not really homeschooling, I still feel like every time I listen to one of them, I'm like you see how right now where my shoulders are, they just go. So good. So
Candace says,
my kids and I love it so much that they don't count it at school. They don't count it as school. They just see it as fun.
Yeah.
That's a win.
Candace says, I get fed from RIR. I have teenage boys. They know Sarah, they know RIR, but I get the boy eye roll. They tell me, but they let me read all the books and say all the stuff. It's all for me, but it does trickle down.
Oh, it does trickle down. I love that. Yep.
It does.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you all so much for coming. We love doing this. It's so much fun. And you let me use my drum rolls over and over.
It worked so good. It was lovely.
Sometimes they don't work as well. And tonight it really worked every time I hit it.
That was too much fun.
Yeah. I tried to hit it just now and it didn't work. That was too funny. Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
You get the drum rolls when you need them, Sarah.
No. I guess.
It's like your podcast about getting grace when you need it.
That's
you
right.
Get your drum rolls when you need them.
Well, thank you so much for coming. If you're a member, check your email and check RIR Premium. You'll have your printable. Do I have it up here? I do. Ooh. You'll get your calendar that you can print out and put on your fridge. If you're not in premium yet, come on in. We're waiting for you. We have this kind of much fun all the time. And so we would just love for you to join us. That's at rirpremium.com. We are going to have a fabulous summer. If you won books, don't forget to email support at readaloudrevival.com to claim them. And everybody have a fabulous weekend.
Good night. Thank you all.